On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, the relaunch of the mighty Rockstar for 2018.
Have you had a worse customer experience than Claire's wife?
And Julia Morris previews Blind Date.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
This Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Yes. Share in 10 grand. It's the Big Breakfast's rock star for the Red Hot Summer Tour, Empire Bar and Mix 94.5.
This was a huge success last year at the Empire Bar. It absolutely went off. It's your chance to become a rock star.
Well, we just thought last year it'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us anticipated how much fun it was going to be. We just said we absolutely have to bring it back again this year.
Yeah, it was a very simple process. We got you, our listeners, to send in 30-second audition where, you know, just filming it on or recording it on your phone.
Yep.
No instrumentation or backing needed.
True.
And we picked five people?
Yeah, five.
Five people who got up at the Empire Bar in front of a kick-ass band.
Yep.
And it was a great night.
Yeah, the audition process is quite simple, really. I mean, it might have been something you've been doing in the car, in the shower, or whatever, forever, pretty much. But this is your chance to live out the dream. Should we hear one of the auditions from last year?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, this was Vanessa.
Well, you're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. Oh. Before I put another notch in my lipstick case, you better make sure you put me in my place. Hear me with your best shot.
Yeah.
No, you love that domestic echo.
Absolutely, and that's all you need to do. You go to the win page at mix.com.au and upload that audition, and who knows, could be you.
Isn't this great? An opportunity for you to be a rock star live at Empire Bar in front of a few hundred people with the five-piece band. We've got 80s Underground performing with us.
Very cool.
They're sensational. And also a chance to win cash.
Yeah, this is a reaction for people who went on stage and lived out their dreams in an incredible crowd last year.
That was great fun.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Let's do it again right now.
Amazing. So much fun just getting up on stage and singing with a band and stuff. Crazy. I've never had a crowd so energetic.
I was very nervous, but then the music started and you get into the rhythm and it was awesome.
I'm 54 years old and I gave it a go. So I love it.
Felt like a rock star and that's what it was meant to be. So thank you so much, 94.5.
Dreams are coming true with Rockstar.
Absolutely. And you can't be bad because, I mean, we've heard what Claire and Kimber and I did at on the night.
Oh, we put ourselves on the line too, don't worry.
Oh, my God, it sounded like cats wailing.
Yeah, RSPCA got a lot of calls.
You can't be any worse than that.
And look, get into it, get involved. And we mentioned about the prize money. It is a share in $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're one of those five to be selected, you and your friends will be there at the Big Breakfast Rockstar Night. It's on Friday, November 9 at Empire Bar, and you will perform to the crowd with your chance to win a share of that cash.
So let's do this. You can record it I think one bloke did it in the cab of his truck. You can just get
anywhere.
On, yeah, mix.com.au, go to the win page and upload that audition.
Yep. The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
As you know, guys, I'm a T-shirt guy and picked a few newies to go into rotation yesterday.
Yes, noticed it straight away.
Yeah, And in the course of paying, Laurie finally got me to the shops. She waited at the register for 4 minutes, but when you're waiting for someone to look up, it feels like 40.
Yes.
This woman did not budge. I thought she was a mannequin.
Customer service is a tough gig.
It is.
You know,
it is,
I've always said that if I was going to be Prime Minister, the first thing I would do is make it compulsory to work in customer service for a month because if everyone knew how hard it was, they'd stop being jerks.
Okay, good.
Right?
Good. I
like
that.
Everyone should
strong
give it a
point.
Go. It's a tough gig, but I still expect you to smile when I come into the store.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not too much to ask, is it?
It's not.
No. Yeah. Elise is in Averley. Elise, have you had worse customer service than Claire's wife?
I absolutely have. How are you going,
wife? Yeah, good. Elise, what do you got?
Well, I was about 7 months pregnant with my second child and I went grocery shopping with my first child and she would have been about 2.5, nearly 3. And twisties were on special, you know, big treat in our house.
Yeah.
And she said, can I have some twisties? And I said, sure, off you go, go and get some twisties. And off she ran and she got the chicken packet and I said, oh, you know, sweetie, you probably don't like the chicken ones. Why don't you go back and get the red packet?
Good move, Elise. Yeah. Send those back. They're not even real twisties.
So she ran back to get the red packet and the lady that worked at the store came up and said, you can't manage one. How are you going to manage two?
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
What?
Oh.
You got judged.
I did.
Oh,
that's awful.
Why would someone say that? So they were suggesting that you couldn't manage the child that you had because she'd run off to get something.
Wow.
Because she only got some twisties and she was all excited because it was, you know, special little treat.
Yeah.
Oh. And so, yeah, couldn't handle my child. So.
Oh, that's awful.
See, that's the kind of person that deserves the chicken twisties. I can have them.
Oh, and you, when you think to yourself, I'm sure that's not how it was meant to come out. I'm sure it was meant to be said a different way.
Yeah.
Well, I did go up to the little information desk and said something, and the person that I spoke to knew who I was talking about.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, that's not a great sign. Thanks, Elise.
No worries.
Thanks, Elise. Beautiful work.
Let's go to Piara Ward as a vet. Have you had worse customer service than Claire's wife?
Yes, I have. I was Christmas time, so I was out with my son Christmas shopping, and we decided to go and get alcohol, bottles of alcohol for all the adults and everything for Christmas, and had my food shopping trolley with me. My son was pushing the trolley, no signs to say he couldn't come in, collected all of my stuff around the bottle shop, was probably in there for a good 20, 25 minutes, got to the checkout, refused service, got told couldn't buy the alcohol, can't be in there because the guy at the counter just believed I was buying the alcohol for my child.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no.
Right.
It was extremely embarrassing. I was highly embarrassed. I said, ask for an explanation. Why am I being refused service? The guy just said, look, I'd like you to leave, and started getting quite aggressive with me. Threatened to get security and escort me out the premises.
Oh, no.
How bizarre.
You're being escorted by security.
I know. My child is 14.
Right.
Mm. Yikes. I suppose in some ways you're like, oh, that's responsible of them. At least they,
yeah, but
they've
got to pick the right target.
But, yeah, that's the wrong.
To be fair.
Yeah, I said to him, you're making a big mistake. Like, you're completely wrong in the way that you're assessing this.
True,
I said, 14-year-old child, I said, he's pushing the food trolley. I said, and you're like, it's like accusing me of doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had never had that kind of service. Walked out, burst into tears. I was so highly embarrassed.
To be fair, Yvette, you did have West Coast Cooler, a brand of vino and a bottle of Stone's Green ginger wine.
That's
so
a problem,
it did look a bit sus.
Sounds like a party.
Thanks for your call, Yvette.
No problem.
Oh, wow. Few people being judged today, eh?
Yeah.
Ain't bad service.
Caroline's in Safety Bay. Caroline, tell us when you got worse customer service than Claire's wife.
Yeah, pretty much. So a couple of years ago, we buy in bulk at a pet store because we have foster cats. And we have a couple of dogs and we buy in bulk. So they had a sale on and I thought, right, go and stock up, saves me money and, you know, whatever. Anyway, got to the counter, paid my bill, thought, it doesn't sound right. Got home, they'd overcharged me $400 on cat litter.
Holy cat litter.
Cat litter, I'd been overcharged. So you can imagine what I spent.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I rang them up and I said, look, you know, you've made a mistake. And they were like, oh, yeah, sorry, you'll have to come back in for the manager to fix it. So I said, look, I'll come in on my day off, arranged a time, got there. Nah, she's in a meeting. And I was like, well, better get her out of the meeting. So she came out of the meeting and she wasn't very polite about it. And I felt really embarrassed because they made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she said, there's your refund. I looked at my card and she'd charged me $400.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Awful.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Not good at all.
Caroline, I hope this makes it up to you. We're going to give you the total wellness plan for your pet, which is valued up to $725 with vaccinations and intestinal worming. I mean, it's got it all.
And it's for cats or dogs, right?
Brilliant. Yeah, your kids if you want. I
mean, they won't get worms ever again.
I don't think Vet West do the kids.
Thank you. So much.
Pleasure.
That really helped.
Cool.
Good on you, Caroline. Okay. All the best.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
With us here for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance.
Yes, our mates at Allianz. We can't do it without you, really, can we?
No.
We need your support.
We can't have a life without Allianz. I mean, if your thing is your car or if your thing is your home, their thing is insurance.
Anything special at home, you know, sometimes it's sentimental value, but you want to put some kind of price on it so that you can get it insured. And Allianz for people
about
to call.
One of your CDs or a ticket stub from a concert
probably
you went to.
Something really nerdy that I've hoarded at home. Yeah.
Ah, Allianz.
Yeah, give them a call on 131000.
The Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
They used to call Eddie Maguire Eddie everywhere. But there's a new replacement in Australia. She is absolutely ubiquitous. She is everywhere. The multi-talented, multi-platform multi-everything ahead of Blind Date kicking off tonight at 7.30 on 10. Julia Morris.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Julia, everyone's on the hunt for love. It seems to continue. But the adverts are suggesting that it'll be you that finds love out there. Have there been some decent catches on the show?
Oh, there's been so many decent catches. Do you know what we're really loving and we're excited about Fozzie seeing is people on television that you don't see anymore.
Right.
Because the people I feel like we're seeing on television at the moment are all polished. And
yes.
They've got the right thing to say and I'm going to launch my website, book, blog. And so these are just Aussies who are coming along to have a bit of a laugh and to see if there is someone for them. So it's much more realistic expectations and we have such a good laugh with them. So it's going to be good fun to sit down with the family and just have a bit of a giggle.
Oh, good, because you're right. We don't see enough Aussies that are the before photo anymore.
Yeah, no. Befores. And I mean, there's some delicious humans, don't get me wrong. But, you know, but we have the oldest person on the show is 80.
Excellent.
And I don't really remember seeing any 80-year-olds on the dating shows lately.
No. The Next Bachelor.
The Next Bachelor's totally got to be 80.
They'd still put
24-year-old women in there for him,
yes,
though.
Yes, that's true.
I'll tell you what, I'd watch
it. We found the right one for you. You're going to be perfect together.
Julie, I'd watch that as long as it's not my dad.
You just get a really, really, really young girl and they can all wear the same brand of nappies.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Hey, Julia, one of the ads says, you know, if you had a warning label, what would it say? And I like that idea of having something on your chest that tells people your flaws. And I think for mine, it would be a bit needy. What would yours be?
Mine would be mental, but a good earner.
Oh, yeah. I like it. You can rely on her.
Yeah, I think that's very attractive for gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm mental, that isn't everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm also a good earner.
Yeah.
That's just taking the pressure off, isn't it?
Steady
income is as good as a good sense of humour.
Yeah.
Like that. Hey, Julie, I just want to know, you said you've got real people on there, but if you remove the nasty, because it's not just the dating shows, but even the cooking shows have got the nasty to hook us in to watch. What's going on?
I cannot tell you how happy I am that you have asked me that, because the nasty is over.
Yes.
Good.
The nasty is not on this show. It has its place where it is, and that's unreal, but I kind of personally feel like I'm over everyone being nasty to each other. The good news is that people have a little bit of what I like to call brain on face. So we can see how they feel.
Yes.
So you don't need to make the person that you're meeting feel like they're a dog just because they might not be the one for you.
Right.
And this is a format that allows everybody to at least be a bit kind.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the show to tune in if you're looking for some nasty fight. It's not it.
Right. But Julia, they're also a blind date, right? So they can't see. They're only judging the person based on their voice. Now, people don't always know what the three of us look like in here. A voice can be very deceiving.
Well, your voice can be very deceiving. And, of course, it's really the secret is in the answers.
Yes.
So most of the answers are good, fun answers. Sometimes they're a little bit suggestive to try and, you know, make people pick you like you might be willing to be as loose as a goose. I couldn't do that.
Of course.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Yeah, exactly. You know, with your shirt on my floor. I don't understand it. But so this is a chance for people to be funny and, you know, not everybody chooses someone they're going to like. Some people do.
Yes.
So it definitely had some success. And it's also, not only is the show to have a slightly retro feeling, but so does the format in terms of it's not all overdone. We watch, so off they go to their little putt-putt golf and they play a little bit of mad golf and then they sit down and have a drink. And it's not all candles and magical moments and, you know, it's just two Aussies trying to get to know each other and see if there's a spark.
Keeping it real.
And yes.
Then they come back to speak to me and sometimes when they sit on the couch, I want to get out the ruler to see how far apart they are. Apparently this didn't go well.
Look, it's been a big hit in the UK and we've talked about past shows that have got a similar format, Julie. We're looking forward to it on Network 10 with a refreshed logo coming soon. 7.30 tonight, yes. Blind Date, Julia Morris.
Enjoy. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
Since Thursday.
Yeah, had a day off to think about
it's
it.
Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Working, sorry.
No pressure.
Working, driving.
Yeah, look, my new girlfriend's got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
She spat it on the weekend and said, look, I'm leaving with the kids if you don't stop pretending our house is a hospital. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. We really need the beds.
Maybe another day off.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.